You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Jaron Piltz is the program director. Randy Sutton is today's guest from First American Title. He's the chief title officer, First American Title, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. We're going to have another claim story about a forgery and an estate that was settled back in the 1950s. Talk about what expires the day you you buy it. That's how far back they'll go. And then we'll talk a little bit more about some of this future stuff and some encroachment issues that are covered. We do have a caller, Roy, who wants to answer our trivia question. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Good morning, Mark. It's great to hear your show again.
Well, I'm glad you decided to get up. You sound like you just got up.
No. I've been up since about 5:30.
Oh.
I never seem to be able to have a radio around when your show was on, but I've wanted to see it and hear it, you know, quite a bit of the time.
Well, Roy, I understand you have some real estate experience, so the question was... The trivia question was, what's the exception when you can get a special recording, and that means you can fund the loan, and the county will allow you to record the same day. Roy, what's the answer? What's the exception?
And it's the prize is a grand pizza, a large cheese pizza at Paisano's.
You get a gift certificate at Paisano's Pizzeria.
Okay.
If you answer correctly.
Okay.
And this is, I mean, we confirmed this right to the last minute, so don't mess this up, Roy.
Okay, now I'm not suggesting that I know the answer, but I have an idea what the answer could be. And that might be in the case of a three-day weekend or an extended weekend where banks are closed on the following business day, like on a Monday, and funding should take place on the Friday.
Roy?
Yes.
Thanks for calling. You were incorrect, sir.
Oh no!
Maybe you got up a little too early, but stay tuned. We have another caller.
Okay.
We have another caller, and thanks for calling, Roy.
I'll buy my own pizza. Have a great day.
I'll buy you a slice sometime, Roy. We have Chuck on the line. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, hi. I just I noticed that you guys are discussing the really long list of examples of title claims payouts. But I'd be willing to bet that of all the different types of insurance that the title industry
takes
in the most...
Hang on a second, Chuck.
Okay.
My guest didn't have his headset on. Go ahead. Start again.
Well, I just think it's a little funny how you guys are going over just example after example, tongue-in-cheek, of how many times title companies pay claims. But of all the different types of insurance, I'll bet you the title industry pays the least amount of premiums back to the clientele. We just think that it's very expensive. Claims hardly ever happen. And I was just wondering if you could throw that around for a minute.
Well, how nice of you to call in and and support our guest here. I'm sure he's real glad he came in today. Oh, no, he's walking out the door. Come back, Randy.
Well, as a matter of fact, you're exactly right. The claims experience for the title insurance industry is extremely small compared to the risk assumption businesses like your auto insurance and casualty companies. But the title insurance company isn't sending you a bill every month either. The expense that we go to conduct our title searches and the other efforts that we might go to are all given for purposes of eliminating risk. It's a risk elimination type of insurance, not a risk assumption type insurance. So naturally, our claims experience is going to be way lower than the risk assumption type casualty auto insurance type coverages. We have a low claims experience, but when you have a claim, it can be very important to you, and we are continually trying to compete by expanding our businesses to other industries, by giving better coverages, and reducing our premiums as well.
Enhance the coverage, and I guess we actually have some examples of that you know, we were talking about more of this post-policy insurance. Good call, Chuck. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's follow up with Chuck on another example of a claim, and also... Before we give that example about the estate that was settled in the 50s, the you mentioned future coverage, and I want to talk about encroachments. Like someone moves in, and then a year later, they might think that someone built a fence on their property line or something. Is any of that covered?
In the new homeowner's policies, encroaching fences are covered. What is new in our industry is on certain coverages, and this is one of them, there are small deductibles and maximums for those newer covered matters. And so far as fencing goes, I think the max payout is $5,000. It used to be that any encroachment coverage that we had, which would be that coverage frequently triggered by forest removal or the impending threat of forest removal, we would trigger the coverage for encroachments. But in the fence line, it's the same kind of a trigger for the coverage, but it used to be in all of those coverage, we would exclude perimeter walls and fencing outright. Nowadays, if there's a claim in that area, we would pay up to $5,000 after a deductible.
Now, what's the example during the break? We were talking about some lot line adjustment story that happened here locally. What was that story?
That was a homeowner's policy that we had issued, and it turned out that there was an encroaching improvement. I think it was an actual, if it wasn't just a garage, it was a part of a residential structure in garage. And as it turned out, in this particular block, the whole block is offset a little bit, where the lot lines were not where any of the owners thought that they were in years ago. So this was at the end of the block, so I think the trouble increased along the way. And so when you got to the last lot, the discrepancy was the largest, and the whole structure was encroaching.
Oh, my goodness.
And in that particular circumstance, there was a trigger for the coverage. And what the solution was is we contributed toward the processing the payment and the finalizing of a lot line adjustment, which shifted the lot line between the two homeowners' properties and did a little trade of some square feet front to back. And we were able to remedy the problem that way.
And was that a costly part?
It was up there. It was under $30,000, but it was a few bucks.
I wonder, getting back to Chuck's caller earlier, or Chuck's call rather, about the percent as an insurance industry. I wonder if anyone looked at the dollar amount of the claims. I mean, when you do have a claim, I wonder if it's a higher claim.
Well, yeah, we're all over the board.
Because you're talking about some big dollars sometimes.
You can be, yes. It used to be the biggest claims, the biggest frequency of claims was taxes and mechanics liens. That's gone down a little bit. I don't know why. I think our methods of searching have improved, certainly as far as the taxes go. And it has a lot to do with whether you're talking residential or commercial properties, too. There's a huge discrepancy in the amount that can be lost. One example that comes to my mind is in the Mission Inn, for example. We had insured a construction lender priority over mechanics liens. And as a matter of fact, it turned out that there had been work commenced prior to the recording of the mortgage. It was a huge claim. And it ended up, I think the settlement was in the millions, a couple million dollars to settle that claim. So, yeah, our claims experience is low. We want it to stay that way, and we're continuing our searching practices to keep it that way. But you can be nailed with some pretty big losses from
right,
time to time.
Right, because people obviously want you there, like, 30 years from now when there's some other example and something else comes up.
Right.
If you're out of business, the title insurance, you're stuck, whoever yeah. bought that.
And we fill a very important and niche. Our escrow personnel and title underwriters and people, they have a lot of experience. They know what they're doing. They can do things efficiently. Their lawyers can do it as well. But I think that we're just so in California accustomed to this streamlined fashion of a specialized industry closing the transactions backed by insurance and when necessary reviewed by the parties, brokers and lawyers, et cetera. I think it's a system that works well and is pretty well priced, and we're continuing to streamline and get better and reduce prices and get
well. I'm kind of glad he did call because it is an issue that's out there. I've been reading a lot on the internet where there's a lot of It's kind of like comparing you to the auto industry is if you went in to get car insurance, and if they could look at a crystal ball and they could see that you weren't going to have an accident, you know, for the next 5 or 10 years, they would say, oh, yeah, we can assure you, just pay one fee. You don't have to pay any premiums for the next 10 years. So it's kind of like title insurance. Your guys are looking in arrears, checking to make certain everything is okay. So, okay, well, now that everything's okay, we'll insure you. We will, with this exception, and this exclusion.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, that's what I've been reading about this. Well, what kind of deal, what kind of business is this? This is a racket.
Right, right. Well, we have a great expenses in all of our searching procedures and all the systems we have in place. So we do earn quite a bit of money, and we do have a small claims experience. But there's a great cost involved to develop these systems and services that we provide.
Well, thank you. Randy Sutton, First American Title. It would be curious, maybe down the road, we could look up to see the dollar amount of these per payoff, I'm sure, must be extraordinarily high compared to some of these other industries,
sure,
as we're talking about. I tell you what, we have one more story, a claim story about an estate that was settled in the 50s. Why don't we take a break and come back for the third segment? We'll do that, and then we'll talk a little bit about elder abuse, and which sometimes happens actually right on this program. You look like you might be older than I am. We'll beat you up.
Thank you.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Roy, thank you for calling in. Did not answer the question correctly. We'll try to answer it in the third segment unless someone calls in at 564-1290. Special recordings are not allowed anymore, with one exception. What is that exception? A special recording means that you could fund and record and close on the same day. That's not allowed anymore, with one exception. 564-1290, you can win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.